Hello, I'm Mariëtte Snyman. Welcome to Calm, Clear and Helpful, a weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others. Introducing you to a wide range of wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today's topic is Multiple Brain Integration Techniques, How to Use Your Multiple Brains. My guest is Liesel Tom, Master Transformation Coach at Master Embit Coach from Centurion. Welcome back on the show, Liesel.
Thank you, Mariëtte. Always a pleasure.
Indeed. Now, Liesel, you wear many hats and you've recently qualified as a Master Multiple Brain Integration Coach as well. Could you tell us more about your work?
Mariëtte, I help people to redefine the stories they tell themselves about themselves. You know, we all have an idea in our head of who we are based on the programming we received as children. That programming doesn't necessarily serve us anymore, but no one has told us that we can create a new framework within which we can operate. And that is what I help people do. We do not have to believe every single thought that enters our head. We are allowed to question it, and we are allowed and able to change it. And by changing the narrative, we change the outcomes in our lives.
Yeah, then the magic happens.
Absolutely.
Liesel, what brought you to Multiple Brain Integration Techniques, or MBIT?
Mariëtte, I always look to improve my toolbox, to increase that the number of tools I can use with my clients. And neurocoaching is a relatively new field within the coaching field. So I started asking questions, and then I spoke to the owner of the NeuroCoach and Mentor Institute. And I said to her, Kim, I really would like to do a course in neurocoaching. And she said to me, her suggestion is that I start with MBIT, because MBIT really gets to the heart of neurocoaching.
Could you give us an idea of what MBIT entails?
Yes, absolutely, Mariëtte. Science and the neuroscience has now proven what we have always, us lay people, have always suspected. If you listen to the language we use, we have always suspected that emotion sits in our hearts, that our identity sits in our guts. Example of the language I'm speaking about, if you are sad about something, you say, my heart is sore, or my heart is broken. So we've known this, and I put the known in inverted commas, for almost forever. Mm. Now science has proven it. We do not just have one center of intelligence. Of course, our cephalic brain is the main center of intelligence, but it's not the only one. Our hearts and our guts have neurons, and they send and receive neurotransmitters, which make them centers of intelligence. Not everybody is comfortable with using the word heart-brain or gut-brain, but we can all agree that there is an intelligence center. Very interestingly, our cephalic or our head brain has between 50 to 100 billion neurons. Our heart or our cardiac brain has between 30 and 120,000. Now you can hear there's a lot less, but we'll come back to that. And then our enteric or our gut brain has between 200 and 500 million neurons. Now, Mariëtte, if you look at a cat, that cat's brain is about 200 to 500 million neurons. So our gut, our enteric intelligence is as intelligent as a cat. And I don't know if you have a cat. I have one, and he's really, really smart. Now, to come back to the heart with significantly fewer neurons than both the cephalic and the enteric brains, it only has 30 to 120,000 neurons. The heart is the biggest electromagnetic field in our body. And most of the communication between the head brain, the cephalic brain, and the cardiac brain is starting at the heart. So most of the messages between the head and the heart is initiated by the heart. Also very interesting about the heart, and this is based on work done by the Heart Math Institute. They say that if you are in coherence, and we'll speak about coherence a bit later, if you are congruent, then your heart has a force field that they can measure with instruments. I am not a scientist, so I've never seen the instruments, but I have to take the word of the Heart Math Institute that you can measure the electromagnetic field of the heart, and we can also influence other people with that. That's called entrainment. So we have to have all three, our intelligence centers, in balance, in alignment, for us to operate at an optimal level.
Liesl, what does each of these centers do? In other words, what is the core competency of each?
Mariette, that is a brilliant question, because that gets to the heart of the matter, if you'll allow me. The cephalic brain, the brain in our head, the organ that we know as the brain, has three functions. Its first function is to think. That kind of makes sense, right? Our brain has to think. It also has to do with cognitive perception. So it takes in information and it perceives it. And then its third function is to make meaning of it. So it's not just information coming in. Your brain, your head brain, turns that information into meaning. So the head brain is cognitive perception, thinking, and meaning making. Our heart brain also has three functions, or three core functions. It has many other smaller functions, but the three most important functions of the heart brain is emote. That's where we feel emotion. Value. So all your values come from your heart. And you can, if you put your hand on your heart, you can feel your values. And then relational effect. This is where we form connections with other people. This is where we build relationships, is from the heart. Then our gut brain's three core competencies are your identity, self-preservation, and mobilization. So your gut's job is to protect you. And what we very often do, especially people who spend a lot of time in their cephalic or their head brain, is they try to keep themselves safe by thinking about it. Your gut doesn't have to think about it. Your gut acts immediately. Now, when a human fetus is formed, the gut brain is formed first. That is the one that reacts immediately when there is danger. Your gut brain doesn't think about potential dangers. Your head brain does. So when you try to do that gut brain function with your cephalic brain, you create a lot of anxiety for yourself. Your gut brain's self-preservation is keeping you safe. Mobilization is moving forward. And Mariette, we often get this when we want to do something, we've thought about it, we want to achieve a goal, our heart is in it, but our gut isn't buying into this entire process. Because if you are not acting on it, mobilization is taking action. So if your head and your heart agree on a goal, but your gut does not agree, you will keep on thinking about that goal and wanting to do it if your gut buys into this goal. So in other words, if all three brains are aligned on this goal, the mobilization kicks in and you're going to start doing.
I was wondering, Liesl, do we naturally tap into the intelligence of those brains, or do we need to learn how to do that?
Mariette, I think we all have a preferred first intelligence center. If you listen to the words I've just used, I said, I think something. So in other words, my cephalic brain kicked in first, and I tend to think about things a lot. You can hear the kind of language people use to figure out what their preferred mode of intelligence is, but all three have to be in alignment for us to be congruent and to take the necessary action to follow our dreams.
And when they're not congruent, in other words, when there is miscommunication or conflict between the three brains?
Well, then we get inner conflict. If your heart wants something, but your head does not, or your heart doesn't want something, but your head and your gut agree on it, then you start having that internal conflict. And that, it wastes so much energy. You know, Mariette, if everything is energy, and I'm saying if as if it's a question, everything is energy. So all our thoughts, all our emotions are also energy. And when we spend our time arguing with ourselves, then we are wasting energy. If we get all three intelligence systems in alignment, showing in the same direction, then things start to flow. Then our lives start to make sense. We have not known this. I heard someone in the first course I did, when I learned about multiple brain integration techniques the first time, one of my classmates, a very emotionally intelligent man, said, his head and his heart, he always makes sure that his head and his heart are in alignment before he takes actions. And that is something that I also used to think. I also used to think, my head and my heart's in alignment, this is going to happen. We didn't know about the mobilization sitting in the enteric brain, in the gut brain. So all three have to point in the same direction for us to start moving forward.
Liesl, what happens when an individual's three intelligence centers are integrated?
Mariette, you used the word magic earlier, and for me, that is the one word answer to this question. When our three intelligence centers are in alignment, miracles start happening. When we work from a space of absolute congruence, we get wisdom, we get synchronicities, we get all kinds of unexplained, wonderful things start happening because we are in flow. We are far more powerful than we realize when we have our thoughts, our emotions, and our mobilization, identity, and self-preservation in alignment, we are congruent. And then we can start showing up as a fully functioning human.
This opens so many doors. How do you use MBIT when you're coaching clients?
But if I find that a client is too much in their head or too emotional, then I start working on the, we call it the MBIT roadmap. Because these three intelligence centers have to work together, but they also have to work in a certain order for the optimal results. And there's a saying in MBIT that the heart leads. So we always start with the heart, then the head, then back to the heart, then the gut, then back to the heart. And when my clients struggle to get, let's say, into their gut, I tell them to physically put their hands on that area, because that brings them in touch with that little voice they've been hearing, but they've been ignoring for such a long time that they're not even aware that they're hearing it.
Can you give us an example of an individual's experience with MBIT?
Since I started learning this technique, I use it with all my clients, so I'm quickly running, but let's talk about the most recent case I had, where my client was very scared of doing what she knew had to be done because her gut brain was not aligning with the other threes. She had all these thoughts, she had all these wonderful ideas. She was passionate about her ideas. She could not understand why she is not taking action. So we went through the MBIT process. And afterwards, now I'm waiting for a follow-up, so I would love to hear the story of how she started taking action.
So, Liesl, in which case would it be a good idea for someone to see you to have MBIT coaching?
Mariette, if you are stuck on any issue, then an MBIT coach can help you. It doesn't have to be me, but someone who knows this process, who knows how to take you through your heart, your head, your heart, your gut, your heart, will be able to help you get unstuck. Because very often, that is why people come to a coach. That is where they realize that I'm not winning with this issue. Let me get someone to help you, help me, because they are stuck on an issue.
Note on what I do. I'm a content entrepreneur creating podcasts and articles on living a happier and healthier life by interviewing coaches, therapists, and other wellness experts from over the world. You'll find this content on my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, and it's there to help you find just the right helping professional when you need one. The section Up Close and Personal on my website offers you a glimpse of the person behind many of the experts I feature. If you're a wellness expert keen on getting more in-person or online clients or creating worldwide awareness of an issue close to your heart, let's talk about co-creating a podcast or article, or perhaps featuring you in a South African magazine. You'll find more information under Services on my website. Now, back to my guest. Do you perhaps have some tips on working with one's multiple brains?
Well, Mariette, the first tip that comes to mind is do not believe every thought that comes through your head. We get so stuck on thoughts That's just a thought. You can allow it to just pass through. You do not have to get fixated on that thought. So my first step would definitely be, do not believe everything you think. Then when it comes to the heart knows. And you know what your heart knows. No one else can tell you. If you put your hand on your heart and you take your hand away and you say, my heart says, and you finish that sentence, you will know what your heart says. And then when it comes to your gut brain, that is the one that's been serving you the longest. That's the brain that was, I'm putting this in inverted commas, built first. And that intelligence center's job is to keep you safe. So you have to trust it. It's been keeping you safe for your entire life. There's no reason it will not continue doing that. So trust your gut. And I'm sure that is a saying you have heard repeatedly over your life, perhaps in a different context. But when it comes to multiple brain integration, trust your gut.
Mm-hmm. Especially when one has the context to know that where disagreements could come from the other brains, and from knowing, as you know, of course, as a coach, exactly how to integrate these three.
Absolutely.
Where can listeners learn more about your work?
Mariet, my website is probably the easiest. It's LieselTom, one word, .com. And they are blogs, and you can also reach me there. You can send me a message and I will contact you.
Right. And that is LieselTom, right?
Yes, that's right.
And I'll attach that link to the podcast. It's time for a fun question. Are you ready?
Mariette, with you, let's hear it.
This one, Liesl. If you could spend a day with any sage from the ages, who would you choose and what would you love to do with this person?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I would actually like to spend time with Jesus, and I would like to have fun with Jesus, because I think we have, over the last 2,000 years, created this image of a very serious man, a very, dare I say, tortured man right at the end, a man who gave everything for love. But because he was human, I am convinced that Jesus had a sense of humor. We read in the Bible that he got angry, but we never read about the fun times. So I would like to take Jesus bowling.
And I would love to have a report on your experience, because people so often say that God has a sense of humor. Not so.
Absolutely. You know, Mariette, the more I studied MBIT and the more I learn about neurocoaching, the more I realize that we are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made. We're only starting to scratch the surface of what these wonderful bodies of ours can do. And when we take all the information that's in our cephalic brain, our head brain, all the information in our cardiac or our heart brain, and all the information in our gut or enteric brain, we start to embody that wisdom. We get to a point where we don't have to think about things. We feel it. We feel it in our bodies. And that is by design. We have been designed to know things without knowing how we know them.
So beautifully said. Thank you, Liesl. I won't say any more because I think that just inspires me with awe. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
To our listeners, thank you for joining us. I'd be honored if you'd subscribe to this podcast series where you download your podcasts. And if this episode spoke to your heart or your mind or your gut, please share it with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes and for free articles and podcast episodes on how to live a happier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, just search for Mariette Sneeman, journalist. Calm, Clear and Helpful is compiled, hosted and edited by me, with original music by Mart Marie Sneeman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.